As we do each and every week here on Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic, it is time to go Inside the Ropes.
For a quick look at a number of hot topics in the world of golf this week, let's go Inside the Ropes.
It's your PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Ropes segment brought to you by PGA National Resort and Spa. Think you're ready for the third toughest course on the PGA Tour? Take one of golf's ultimate tests at PGA National Resort and Spa. Visit PGAResort.com. And Pat, we have got to start off with John Daly. We mentioned it briefly in the last segment during our McDonald Hopkins Law Firm Golf Business and Law segment, and we got to start off Inside the Ropes with JD as well. John Daly was a no-show Wednesday morning for the Pro-Am round of the Arnold Palmer Invitational, a day after his former swing coach publicly challenged whether he is more interested in drinking or golfing. Daly missed his 8:40 a.m. tee time on Wednesday morning at the Bay Hill Club and Lodge in Orlando, Florida. Ian Poulter replaced John Daly in the Pro-Am field, but that was after Ryuji Yamada and Nick O'Hearn were also DQ'd because they were alternates 1 and 3, the odd-numbered alternates supposed to be there during the morning session. They thought they should be there during the afternoon session. Some a little bit of confusion for them as well. So John Daly DQ'd. He also takes out Yamada and O'Hearn. And on Tuesday, the day before all this went down, swing coach Butch Harmon said that he would no longer work with Daly, saying he was not going to waste his time with a two-time major champion who is apparently more interested in drinking than working on his golf game. Quote, my whole goal is for him was to show me that he thought golf was the most important thing in his life, Harmon said from Las Vegas. And the most important thing for him is getting drunk. Harmon said Daly's behavior at the Pods Championship was enough to end their short-lived relationship. Now, Daly spent the 2.5-hour rain delay during the Thursday first round in a Hooters corporate tent behind the 17th green at Innisbrook. And then when the rain delay was over, he employed the services of Tampa Bay Buccaneers coach John Gruden to caddy for him the rest of the day. Daly ended up shooting a 77. He followed that with an 80 on Friday's second round, and he missed the cut. Then on Saturday, he spent the entire day after missing the cut at the Hooters Owl's Nest, drinking beer, mingling with fans, and signing autographs, one of them on a woman's butt. Quote, this is just too funny to get through, but Butch Harmon said, quote, I've let him know that after his actions last weekend in Tampa, we are no longer a team. In all honesty, I'm a very busy person. I'm not going to waste my time with that kid until he helps himself. I'm not going to make him a priority. John Gruden caddying, I thought, was ridiculous. I thought that Daly made a circus of the whole event, end quote. Patrick, your thoughts?
Oh, man, where do you go with this? What a week I'm having. I mean, I didn't know about the signing the women's posterior. That's another classic John Daly. But a couple things. On the Butch Harmon front, in a way, I'm glad Butch Harmon. I'm glad somebody is speaking to John, maybe publicly, in a way, humiliating him a little bit, taking him to task, you know, saying, you know, look, everybody, you know, loves the personality. They love the, you know, the everyman, like we talked about in the last segment. Just, you know, how people can relate to John Daly. But the problem is, you know, there does come to be a point where the vehicle you're using for the fame and for the ability to sort of get your personality out there is golf. And if you can't play golf or you're not in golf tournaments, then you become Dennis Rodman, who after basketball was over just became a goofball. I mean, you know, he was a funny goofball when he was playing basketball, but he was winning championships and people, you know, sort of took to him. I mean, even though I thought he was extremely strange, but John Daly, in the same way, if he doesn't have the ability to play golf, you're not going to see John Daly. I mean,
he becomes irrelevant.
Well, he tries to do the country singing thing, and he can't sing. And I don't, or, you know, he's not going to make money fishing or whatever other hobbies he has. So you're right. He just becomes one of those footnotes like 10 years from now. You're like, whatever happened to John Daly? And you know, that's maybe he needs some kind of a wake-up call from somebody that he either respects or that the public respects. And I think Butch Harmon is that guy. Butch Harmon, you know, has got a lot of publicity. He's Tiger Woods' teacher. And he's taken on a bunch of other guys, and you know, just his name alone, the Harmon name, carries some weight. So maybe Butch Harmon saying, you know what, you made a circus out of it last week, having John Gruden caddy for you, and you know, your antics with the drinking and all that, and I just don't want to be part of it. So now you have a guy who's actually professing tough love and doing something about it. I don't know what John's relationship with his mom and dad are or any of that kind of stuff, but maybe John needs somebody an adult figure to actually say, look, until your behavior changes, I don't want to have anything to do with you. And maybe at that point, John will say, you know what, maybe my behavior needs change. Now, with the DQ thing, as we said, Russ, that can happen to anybody. But when it happens to John Daly, you immediately start thinking, oh, he was out drunk. You know, he just didn't care. He didn't want to play in the pro-am or whatever.
Right.
And it ended up costing two other guys who they have to take some blame themselves because they need to know what the rule is and blah, blah, blah. I know Nick O'Hearn was saying,
he was furious.
I live 5 minutes
exactly.
from the place.
He says they could have called. If they would have called me, I could have been there in 5 minutes.
But I guess some liability lies with those guys to know what the rules are themselves. But nonetheless, John Daly had a big part in them not playing, too. So he's starting to have a ripple effect now on other guys playing, and that's when you're going to start losing him. It's one thing if a Butch Harmon calls him out, and maybe that changes the tide, the perception a little bit when a respected golf instructor like Harmon calls him out. But when you start affecting other tour players and get them to be like, look, don't give this guy an exemption or whatever, he's more trouble than he's worth, that's when John Daly is really going to face the possibility of not playing any more golf. Because the only way he can play right now is on exemptions, and the further he gets away from the sponsors being like, all right, let's put up with his antics because he brings people in, when he starts losing that, then, like you said, Russ, he just becomes another irrelevant footnote in the history of great characters of sports, and what do you do with that?
Couldn't have said it better myself, Pat. Nice job. I just got to say, I was dead wrong about John Daly. At the beginning of this year, when I heard the news that Butch Harmon would be working with him, and I thought that Butch Harmon would crack the whip, and I thought Daly would get in step. And at that point, you know, starting off the year, I remember in our very first show, we did predictions for 08. One of my predictions was John Daly would win a PGA Tour event this year. Well, he's only made one cut all this year through 3 months in about seven events. He's withdrawn a couple of times. He gets DQ'd here at Palmer. I was dead wrong about JD. There's no chance in hell he wins a tournament this year on the PGA Tour. I'm just curious to see how many more events he plays in. These shenanigans are got to stop. And now, you exactly said it. Not only is he hurting himself now, he's starting to take other people down with him. And I agree. Ryuji Yamada and Nick O'Hearn should have been there. They should know the rules. But it's still unfortunate that they kind of get sucked into the cesspool that is John Daly, especially for Yamada. He's got a, you know, this year is going to, it was going to be a career year for him. It still could be, but he misses out on a great event at Bay Hill. He's got two second-place finishes already this year. Last week in Tampa at the Pods, and he finished second to Tiger at the Buick. He also had a fifth at Riviera and another top 20. Ryuji Yamada this year, he's ninth on the money list. He's already made $1.175 million this year, having a phenomenal season, and it's unfortunate that he didn't have a chance to follow up that great second-place finish at Pods a week later in Orlando. But, you know, I can't blame John Daly entirely. He should have known the rules as well.
Here's my final thought on Daly, Russ, about him winning a tournament. Unlike David Duval, who's lost his swing and I don't think is ever going to win again, even though you've seen flashes of a good play here and there, I think he's lost whatever he had. Daly hasn't lost it. He just can't get it together to harness that talent and stay sober and do what you need to do to practice and play well. So that you're right. He ain't going to win it, but it ain't because he doesn't have the talent anymore or he's lost his swing. It's because he won't do what he needs to do to put himself in a position to win.